Hello everybody, this is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter, and I'm Emma L on Audioboom. Welcome along. You join me here, and it's the 1st of December, so happy December to all of you listening. I'm coming back with my Week 10 Slimming World update. I wanted to get this up by the weekend, but alas, I didn't. But anyway, I got it up before I weigh in again on Thursday. I have now been 10 weeks, this will be my 11th week, but 10 weeks on Slimming World. I weighed in on the 27th of November, and the previous week I was on 14.5. So I had, I really wanted to lose, did I need to lose one? I can't remember, maybe it was two I needed. But anyway, I wanted to lose that so I could get to my Club 10, which is to lose 10% of your body weight. And I weighed in on the 27th of November and I lost 3 pounds. So I'm now at 14.2 and everything's going really well. I have to say, I had a good week. I really focused on the water. I haven't been as good over the last 2 days on water. Today I had an interview. Well, so-called interview. It didn't last more than like 5-6 minutes, if that. Like, over in a flash. So I didn't really get to drink much water, but I'm trying to make up for it now. I'm trying to drink this water quickly. So, yeah, I've been... It's gone really well. It's funny that, because I think now so far I've lost 3 stone, 8 pounds. So I'm really, really happy about that. Everything's going well. Went to the doctor today about something. So I said to the doctor, can you measure me? Is it possible to get measured height-wise? Because, you know, when you're putting things into the BMI calculators, it asks you for a height. And he says to me, oh no, we don't have a measuring tape. Or, no, we don't. I'm like, you're a doctor, for Christ's sake. Do you not measure people? Oh, we've got a weighing scales. Well, yeah, no. I think I'll go to Slimming World for that. So I was like, well, okay. Anyway, so in my book, I've put down that I've achieved, on the 27th of November, my Club 10 weight. So I'm really, really happy about that. Everything's going well. I'm just trying to focus one day at a time, one meal at a time. I'm eating frozen fruit. Like I said, in the past I'd bought a pineapple. Well, I think I actually was able to get 2 pineapples for €1 in our local supermarket, and that was okay value. But now it's gone back to its regular price, so it's like 2.40 or 2.50 for a pineapple. I'm like, and actually, when you actually cut it, because I have this like pineapple slicer wedger gadget, you don't actually get a huge amount out of a pineapple. So for me, 2.50 for that is not really worth it. I think I'll just stick to bringing a couple of clementines with me to work, and eating those to snack on, really, or an apple or something, or both. I am probably gonna think about what I want to do for lunch, because I haven't had bread in weeks, really. So I'm thinking about cooking, you know, a chicken breast, and I'm thinking about cooking like some peas or something, and taking it with me to work and having that there, or peas or carrots or something like that. So that's what's on my mind. Because, you know, sometimes at lunch I get a bit, oh my gosh, I don't know what to have. You know, you get a bit bored of salads, and you get a bit bored of mugshots, and they don't fill you hugely. So it'd be good to be able to have something else. I mean, mugshots are like some of them are like a noodle type of thing, noodle sort of, it's like a pot noodle in ways, but some of them are like pasta, and yeah, and I have microwaves in work, so that's always a possibility. But yeah, lunch is sometimes difficult to think. When you're not eating bread, it's kind of like, oh, what do you have? The other time, I might consider doing that again. I did like a chili con carne thing. And that did me for like a couple of days. The only problem is trying to get your super free in on top of the chili con carne isn't always easier, but I suppose you could have fruit. So chili con carne is a good dish. In my case, it's not really chili con carne because I leave out the chili because I'm not really into spicy things. It's more con carne, really. But yeah, it's pretty nice. So I might think about doing that tomorrow or something. Yeah, it's on my radar to do. Yeah, the only bit I hate about doing that is when you're having to cut the onion and you're nearly crying and your eyes are seizing up and stuff. But yeah, I think you can put it in water or something, someone said, and cut it in water and it doesn't affect your eyes. I don't know. It's all a funny thing, isn't it? So yeah, like I said, Slimming World is going fabulous. I absolutely love Slimming World. What makes me laugh is before I joined, I was a takeaway, fast food, you name it, I ate it. Pizza, Chinese, McDonald's, Burger King, you know, all those type of places. I would just eat it and eat it and eat it. And it doesn't satisfy you. Well, the Chinese used to a bit, but it doesn't really satisfy you, but it just tastes so good. So good. And the problem with that is I get the taste for it and it draws me in. But it's now like 11 weeks and I haven't had a Chinese, or I haven't had a takeaway, not just a Chinese. I haven't had any takeaway in 11 weeks. I think the local delivery drivers must have thought I've moved away or I'm dead or something. I'm probably thinking, where's our biggest customer gone? But yeah, I'm really, really happy. I'm really happy in myself. I'm making progress. I'm getting places. I have stopped exercising lately. So I kind of need to kickstart that sometime. But I had a recent injury in that I fell. I slipped and I fell, so my body is healing. So yeah, that's really all I've got for you. That's basically Slimming World Week 10 in a nutshell. But like I said, I've been eating a lot of frozen fruit. I've been buying a lot of clementines, actually, because they're quite good value. I've bought a bag of apples. I'm just loving life. Really, I'm just loving the plan. I'm just loving everything about it. So I'm going to cut this off because that's all I've got to say about week 10. I don't think I've left anything out. I was really happy. Got my club 10. Got £3 off. £3 stone as opposed to pounds. I think I have the £3 in my mind. £3 stone, £8 gone forever. So I'm just so happy with that. And, you know, when I get to 13-10, I'll have lost 4 stone. I mean, that would be amazing. So yeah, that's about it. So I will talk to you very soon, and I'll be back with the week 11 Slimming World update later on this week or weekend, or no, it might look early next week. So I'll talk to you all soon, and have a nice Monday evening, and happy December. Oh my God, Christmas is 24 days away. Okay, bye-bye for now.